From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's post-coup attempt purge continues with a ban on academics traveling abroad. Tuesday, thousands of state education employees were suspended. Thousands of others in the government have been detained or fired on suspicion of having links to exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen. Ankara has accused the cleric, now in Pennsylvania, to have orchestrated last Friday's failed coup. Ibrahim Kalin, spokesman for President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has blamed a small Gulen-allied faction in the army for Friday's coup effort.
Compared to the size of the Turkish military, it was a small group, but small but effective one. And apparently they had planned this coup to cause maximum damage, and their primary goal was to get the president. And if the coup had succeeded, the president would have been dead by now. And I think their whole calculation was that with Erdogan out of the picture, they will control the country.
He said a formal extradition request for Gulen has been filed. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner said documents have been received and are being studied.
I don't think I can stress enough that this is not an overnight process. That's just not how these processes work. So this is going to take some time. Even though we have spoken a little bit about the fact that we had not received a formal extradition request yet from the Turkish government. So I don't want to attempt to characterize what these documents are until we've made a final evaluation that we believe they constitute a formal extradition request.
Gulen has denounced the coup attempt and insists he played no part in it. A rebel group is suspected of having killed at least seven people in the village of Kibirizi, north of Goma, in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The attack is believed to have been carried out by members of the Democratic Forces for the Liberation of Rwanda after a Hutu member was killed Sunday by an ethnic Nanda militia group. This is VOA News. Meeting in Cleveland, Ohio Tuesday, the Republican Party formally nominated real estate businessman Donald Trump as its 2016 presidential candidate. Trump's son, Donald Jr., announced the delegate count from the state of New York, putting his father over the required 1,237 delegate votes needed for nomination.
And it is my honor to be able to throw Donald Trump over the top in the delegate count tonight with 89 delegates and another six for John Kasich. Congratulations, Dad! We love you!
Indiana Governor Mike Pence was also nominated as Trump's vice presidential candidate. Trump will face the presumptive Democratic nominee, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, in the November 8 general election. The Democrats hold their convention next week in Philadelphia. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe said activist Pastor Evan Mawariwe, who has been behind a recent anti-government protest, was sponsored by foreign countries with the aim of destabilizing his government.
If they don't like to live with us, let them go to those who are sponsoring them. To the countries of those who are sponsoring them.
A July 8 stay-away protest shut down many businesses, government offices, schools, and hospitals. The 92-year-old Mugabe accused Mawarire of urging people to engage in violence. The Baptist preacher insists his protest was peaceful, aimed at government corruption, police brutality, cash shortages, and delays in paying back pay. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said U.S.-led coalition airstrikes may have killed nearly 60 people in Islamic State-held villages in northern Syria. The villages are near the IS-held stronghold of Manbij under siege by U.S.-backed Arab and Kurdish fighters. In London Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry held talks with new British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
The current situation on the ground in Syria is dire. Heavy bombing by regime forces in and around Aleppo. There's an escalation of fighting in Deraa. In Aleppo, there's also 300,000 men, women, and children besieged, and the sole surviving access route for humanitarian aid has been cut off.
Johnson said the whole country faces a humanitarian catastrophe. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Monday's axe and knife attack by an Afghan teen. Identified as Mohammed Riyad aboard a German train, the attack wounded several people. The 27th African Union summit ended in Rwanda Tuesday without electing a new chairperson. The election has been postponed to January. Astronomers say they've discovered more than 100 new exoplanets, two of which could support life. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.